Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We are grateful to our Lord for his strength. He has given us this Monday to pray. Thank you for how far he has dealt with us and our own, people in our life personally. We pray that his grace will continually abound over us in Jesus' name. Amen. For all you have done for us, we want to say we are grateful. We are grateful, Father, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. We want to say we are grateful, oh Lord. Opelowe om, Baba Olore, Imi Ogoye om, Alayim, Odanaye om, Eshe Baba. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. I am that I am, Daddy, there is no one like you. Hallelujah, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. I am that I am, there is no one like you. A prophet. Oh Lord, look at me, Lord, any show, for all you have done for us, oh God, in our own difficult world, no any tarry, but our no more one. Oh, no, Lord, for you are. Oh, see, fair, we fair. She told you are. Praise the Lord. Father, I set our heart of gratitude in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open together the book of Esther, chapter 2. Esther, chapter 2. I will read from verse 15 to 18. I'm reading from the NLT version here with me. Then Esther was the daughter of Abihail, who was Mordecai's uncle. Mordecai had adopted his younger cousin Esther. When it was Esther's turn to go to the king, she accepted the advice of Haggai, the eunuch in charge of the harem. She asked for nothing except what he suggested, and she was admired by everyone who saw her. 16. Esther was taken to King Xerxes at the royal palace in early winter of the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther more than any of the young women, any other young women. He was so delighted with her that he set the royal crown on her head and declared her queen instead of Vashti. Verse 18. To celebrate the occasion, he gave a great banquet in Esther's honor for all his nobles and officials, declaring a public holiday for the provinces and giving generous gifts to everyone. Yes, we know the story of Esther, who was a very obedient person and who was favored and loved by all. We are going to also pray the prayer for ourselves. In our husband's house, we pray that our husband will always delight in us. Our husband will always love us and our children. He will always love everything about us. They will be delighted in God. In fact, they will please, they will hold us in high esteem wherever they go, wherever they, even when they are talking or chatting with their friends, the people will see that love, the natural flow of love, the love at first sight that brings us together. The Lord grants our husbands to continue to have it for us throughout our lifetime together in the name of Jesus. Let us thank God for what He has done for us this morning. Let us appreciate Friday Monday. Let us appreciate Him for answering to our prayer, for the wisdom He has granted our husbands and even ourselves to manage our home, to nurture our home to that great heaven that the Lord has promised to take you to. We appreciate you, Father. We share to be thankful, Lord Jesus, for the wisdom and discerning spirit that you have granted us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wisdom you have granted us as wives too, like Abigail did, Lord Jesus, for Nabal, her husband, not to be consumed in the household. Father, we appreciate you, Lord Jesus, for every calamity on our way. You will help us to have a discerning spirit. You grant us wisdom, Lord Jesus, to go through it, O Lord Jesus, and to overcome in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Now we are going to pray over the book of Esther that we have studied today. As the Lord is granting us even the wise wisdom, and we are holding our home in prayers, in Bible study, in fervent prayers, that the Lord, in His infinite mercy, will continue to keep our home in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord will grant our husband grace to hold us in high esteem in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to be delighted in us, to love us always, to love our children always in the name of Jesus. So that even people around us will see to be evident all over them. It will be evident all around us, among family, among friends, among church members, among the community we are. It will be evident that they really love us, that they delighted in us. Even they listen to us and they hear us in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, grant us all and Lord Jesus, this grace to love us, to delight in us always, to love us always in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them look past our flaws. Let us also look past their flaws, oh God. And Lord Jesus, grant us grace, oh God, to love each other in the name of Jesus. Grant us grace, oh God, to hold each other in high esteem in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, grant us grace to celebrate each other. That's what they should say, to celebrate the occasion. We gave a grace. As Lord, you will grant us grace to celebrate each other, to appreciate each other always in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant us grace, oh God. Grant us the wisdom. Grant us the power. Grant us the strength, oh God, to delight in each other always, to celebrate each other always in the name of Jesus. Not holding anything back, but Lord Jesus, just appreciating each other, just loving each other the more, just celebrating each other the more with so many things, with affluence, with respect, with honor, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, all this we have had, oh God, throughout this thing, that you will help us, oh God, and you will grant us grace, that our home shall stand, that no intruders in our home, in the name of Jesus, over our husband's life, Lord Jesus, we declare that your grace will abound over them. Their emotions, their thinking, their thoughts, their mind, their heart, their soul, God, we embrace in the blood of Jesus. We put in the blood of Jesus, and we declare, Lord Jesus, that the blood of Jesus will always sustain them and avail for our home, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We return all the glory, all the honor and adoration to you. For we have prayed and we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. See you later in prayer. And God bless you. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.